Hello and happy March. This is your Lookout News Roundup for the week of March 6th. I'm your host, Joseph Darius Jafari, the editor-in-chief of Lookout, Arizona's only nonprofit newsroom focused on accountability reporting for the LGBTQ plus community. Let's start with some reporting from us at Lookout on a kind of election you probably never heard about. We're talking about the Salt River Project election. Nearly half of the 1.1 million people served by SRP won't be able to vote in an upcoming election that will help decide the leadership of SRP. And the reason why comes down to a voting system that dates back to more than a century. Unlike most elections, eligibility for SRP's board and council races isn't based solely on where you live. Instead, it's based on a compact dealing with land ownership, specifically farmland. That system is still in place today, and voting power is tied to how much land you own. Some property owners can cast hundreds of votes based on acreage, while many residents who actually receive SRP electricity can't vote at all. Large portions of the valley are left out of the process entirely, especially urban progressive areas like downtown Phoenix, Tempe, Mesa, Chandler, and parts of Glendale. And what's normally a very low-profile race is drawing new attention this year because the conservative political group Turning Point Action is mobilizing voters in an effort to influence the utility's leadership and energy policies. If you're wondering whether you're eligible to vote in the SRP election and to read our full story, you can read it at lookoutnews.org. All right, let's move on to some local headlines around Arizona. First up, it's Scouts versus Scouts. The Boy Scouts of America is suing an Arizona-based queer travel company called Out Scouts. Out Scouts helps queer travelers plan trips and tours around the world, but the Boy Scouts say the company is infringing on its trademark by using the word scout and animal imagery in its branding. The owner of Out Scouts says the timing of the lawsuit is suspicious, especially as the National Scouting Organization has faced criticism and internal tensions around diversity and inclusion efforts. Next, a bill expanding police involvement in federal immigration enforcement. The Republican-controlled Arizona Senate has approved legislation that would require police officers to notify Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE, whenever they encounter someone they believe is in the country without legal status. Civil liberties advocates say the measure effectively pulls local law enforcement into federal immigration enforcement, something that has historically been restricted. Meanwhile, at the Arizona legislature, Republican senators are pushing a bill that would block transgender youth from accessing even basic forms of medical care. The legislation would go far beyond banning gender-affirming treatments like hormones or surgery. It would also restrict access to services like talk therapy for transgender minors. Critics say lawmakers are invoking the protection of children while effectively denying young people access to medical professionals altogether. And one more story from the State House. Two bills aimed at renaming geographic features tied to the West Bank of Palestine are drawing criticism from Jewish leaders in Arizona. The proposals would replace certain place names with what sponsors describe as Judeo-Christian alternatives, but the leader of one Jewish advocacy group says the effort is being used by the religious right to advance a broader theocratic political agenda. Now let's take a look at what's happening nationally. First, a major settlement following a high-profile Supreme Court case involving what's often called the parents' rights movement. Parents who sued the Montgomery County School District won their case in the Supreme Court last year and are now being awarded $1.5 million as part of a legal settlement. The case centered on curriculum and parental control over what children are exposed to in schools. And finally, a story about healthcare access. 20 states across the country are limiting access to HIV treatment programs after federal funding cuts affected by the Ryan White HIV and AIDS program. Public health advocates warn that the changes could leave tens of thousands of people with reduced care or without medication entirely. And that's your Lookout News Roundup for the week of March 6th. For deeper reporting on LGBTQ plus issues, politics, and accountability journalism across Arizona, you can always visit us at lookoutnews.org. Until next week, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.